The Mishnah says here, Ben Tzoro Mor. The parsha of Ben Tzoro Mor, we have the Mishnah before, says Chayiv Skila. Miyemosai Nasa Ben Tzoro Mor. When does a son become a Ben Tzoro Mor? At what age could a father take him to the Beis Din? Mishayovoi Shtei Cyrus. He has to be Bar Mitzvah, and he has Mishayovi Shtei Cyrus, and he has to have two hairs there, B'mokam Erva. He has to be a Godel. The ad, how long is this? How long is the period? Ad Sheyakif Zakan Hatachten. Till the bottom here grows and surrounds it. We'll soon see exactly how much. V'loi Elyonet, even though it says the word Zakan usually means the beard, the top one, here it does not mean your top beard on your face. Ela Shedibru Chachomim B'loshen Ikiya. The Chom always say a nice loshen. So they call the hair in the Mokam Erva Zakan, even though here the hair means on the bottom. So there's a limit. We'll see in the Gemara, it can't be more than 3 months. From the time the son becomes a bar mitzvah boy, and he has two sires, from then on until the hair surrounds the aver, that's the period he could become a ben sarimur. Shinamar, because the Pasuk says, ki yiyeli ish, when a father, when a man would have, ben, so he dashed first of all, ben v'loy bas. This pasha of a ben sarimur, we'll see in the Gemara how, what does he do wrong, that the parents call him a ben sarimur. He rebels and is very stubborn. So it's only on a ben, a son, v'loy bas, not a daughter. Also, ben v'loy ish. He has to be a ben and not a man, not an ish. Because the pasuk says, ki yeli ish ben. Ish is the man and ben is the son. There it's a tzaddik, he could only be a son. So it's a tzaddik only when he's 13 years old for the next 3 months. More than that, he's not called a ben, he's called an ish already. Also, the Diyakim Mishnah says, Katan Potter. If you have a Katan under Bar Mitzvah, or before it brings Shtei Cyrus, even though he did the Chet of Ben Sarah Mera, the parents do not bring him to Beis Din. Shaloi Bo Lachlal Mitzvahs. The reason why a Katan is Potter from the Din of a Ben Sarah Mera is because he did not come to Lachlal Mitzvahs. That's the whole reason. Since he's not the Lachlal Mitzvahs, we can't give him a punishment yet. But otherwise, I would have thought to say, even a Katan could become a Ben Sarah Mera. And the Gemara will explain why. Nothing more so like this. Katan minolim. The Gemara asks the question, how do I know that a katan is potter from the parsha of Ben Sarah Mer? If your son is under Bar Mitzvah and he's stubborn, he's rebellious, you can't call him a Ben Sarah Mer. Katan minolim the potter. So the Gemara asks the question, minolim? What kind of question is that? Midiktani taima. The Mishnah says the reason. It says at the end of the Mishnah, Shiloi bo lechlal mitzvahs. Since he's under Bar Mitzvah, he's not in the parsha to receive a punishment yet. Therefore, he's not in this parsha of Ben Sarah Mara. So what's the Gemara's new question? Katan minolon. How do I know that a katan is potter? The Mishnah says the reason. He's loy bo lechlal mitzvahs. Vesu, secondly, hechi ashkechon di onesh hakosiv ti yochali bo yikrola miftarei. Like, what's your question altogether? We know all over a katan is potter min oinshin. The parsha of oinshin only applied to a bar mitzvah. So what's the big question here? How do I know that a katan is potter from the parsha of Ben Sarah Mara? Pshiti's potter, like any other parsha in the Torah. A katan is allowed by Roinchen. What's special about a Ben Sarah Mara? So Mara asks, yes, there's something special here. Anan hochi kamin. This is what I meant to ask. This was my first question. Otu Ben Sarah Mara al chetoy nerag. Do we kill this boy for the chet that he did right now? All he did right now, we'll see later on, is he ate too much meat and he drank too much wine. Not so bad. So just for these chatoim alone, there's really no reason to kill him. We don't kill him for the chet he did now. But rather, al shem seifoi nerag. He's killed because the chaman looked into this son. The future of this boy is going to be a terrible future. He'll end up killing people. So therefore, we'll see in the Gemara, it's yovai, rather kill him now than let him live and kill other people. If so, v'chiv on the al shem seifoi nerag, since the Pasha Ben Saramo, we killed the son now, because we see what his future is going to be. If so, the Svara should be, Afilu Katanami. If so, even if the kid is a Katan right now, we're not killing him because of the Chatoim he's doing right now. We're killing him because we see what his future is going to be. So even if the kid now is only a Katan, but if he's doing these things that show us that his end is going to be to kill, so we should kill him now also. That was my question. For Yod, secondly, Ben Vloyish. What's the diak that it says ki yeliyish ben, a son? So yadashin v'loyish, and not if he's too old already, not when he's 13 years old or 3 months already. So the question is, katan mashmur. But I call upon it from the word ben, a katan should be nichlal on the word ben. When it says an ish, and it says ben and not an ish, very good. But a ben means a son. So a katan should also be called a ben. So then why doesn't the Torah include a katan in the word ben? How does the Mishnah know to say a katan is potter from the Pasha ben Sarah Meir? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Yom HaKro, we dashing like this, the pshat from the Pasuk is like this. The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, V'chiyyeh li'ish ben. Next, the Pasuk says that when a father of Ish will have a son. So we dashing it means, ben ha'samech l'gvarosa shel Ish. A son that's right before he becomes like an Ish. That's what it means, a special type of a son. Ben ha'samech l'gvarosa shel Ish. Right before he becomes an Ish. So Rashi says, let's see. Special kiyah liish ben saramor l'gashiyah l'chlal ish ha ben azeh currently akosu ben saramor. That right before it becomes an ish, right before he's too old, that's when it's called the ben here. So this ben means after he's by mitzvah, but when you come by mitzvah, you're not called gvurosa shalish yet. Right before that, right before you become an ish, that's when the pasuk means there's a pasha ben saramor. We'll soon see it furthermore. Then, the Mishnah says, how long is this period after he becomes by mitzvah and he has two hairs? For how much longer? For Yad Sheyakiv Zakana Tacht, until the bottom beard becomes around. Toni Rebbe Chiya, Ad Sheyakiv Ator. That means until the hair goes around his Aver. Until the Ator means the Aver, the Mokam Amila. That's the goal to surround his Gid. That's when that's too old already. And Kiyosir Avdimi Yomar, HaKofaz Gid. He means to say a hair that goes around the gid, the aver itself. For loy hakofas beitzin, you do not need the hair to go around the whole kist, the whole socket there, the whole sack there. That already is too much. That already is too old already. It has to be just that the hair grew around the aver itself. When he has so much hair there that it surrounds the gid, then he's already too old to become a ben saramer. Now, Amar Rav Chizda, Chizda says, katan shahilid. Ain benoy nase ben saramara. Let's say you have a child. He's a katan. He's under by mitzvah, and he got married, and he has a son. So that son should never become a ben saramara. That son. Why not? That's called katan shelid. If you have the father as a katan, he's under by mitzvah, and he has a son. Is ain benoy nase ben saramara. His son can never be coming to be a ben saramara later on in life. Why? Shinam, because the pasuk says ki yiyya li ish ben. If an ish means a gadol, a man has a son. So we dashin li ish ben, that the time when you have a son, the father has to be an ish, has to be a gadol. For loy le ben ben. Not if when this person had a son, he himself is only a ben. If he is only a ben, that's a diik for loy le ben ben. A ben that's only 12 years old, if he has a son, so his son can never become a ben saramara. Says the Pasha Kiyeli Ish Ben, that the father has to be an Ish, and not that the father himself is called a Katan. So Gemara asked the question, Haimi Boyle Lekrav Yehuda Marav, how could you dash him from these words, Li Ish Ben? This drasha, we needed for the drasha before, that a Ben Saru Meir is only when he comes to Gvurasa Shalish, only exactly these 2 or 3 months after he becomes by Mitzvah. So we need the Pasuk already for something. Rashi says, "The Yom Ha'Hayli Yish for Ben Sarah Mer Atzmai Koi Vachakama Kishayiya HaBen Liish Kloima Kishigia Lechlal Ishus." The son has to already be Bechlal Ishus. He has to already be by mitzvah. Just he's not Lugvurasa Shalish. So we use this pasuk already Liish Ben to teach us how old he has to be. So how could you teach me also a din in the father that the father has to be an ish and not a katan? So Gemara says. If it's only for the first Rosh, let it say Kiya Ben Liish, when the father has a son. So I would know this Ben means right before he's an Ish. My Kiya Liish Ben, what's the extra word, the opposite order, that says Kiya Liish Ben? Shema Milik Rav Chizda. It's going to teach us also Rav Chizda's halacha, that the father has to be an Ish, and then he has a son. But not if the father himself is a katan, and then he has a son, there'll never be a pasha of ben saramer. So that's the question, though. V'yema maybe kulul hach yudiyasa. Maybe those things are only coming for this second drasha to say that the father has to be an ish and he can't be a katan. but maybe we do not know the drasha for the first drasha then, to say how old the boy himself has to be, that he has to be over bar mitzvah, maybe we should not make that drasha. So Mora says, no, it came only for the second drasha, that the father has to be an ish, name a kroh, then ish, the son of an ish. Miley ish ben, why does the pasuk have to put an extra lamed here and change around the words li ish ben? Ish ramina tati. For me, I hear two different drushes. I hear an ish ben is a locker that the father has to be an ish and not if he's a katan. And secondly, the son is a special halacha. He has to be korov lugvaroso shalish. He has to be over by mitzvah ready, and he's not too old yet. He's not more than 3 months older or before the hakofes hazokin. Another more says, Upligi the rabba, but according to Rav Chizda, he dashes this posik that a katan could have a son. A father 12 years old could get married and have a son, and it's possible to give birth, he could make his wife pregnant. Mor says, Upligi the rabba, that Rav Chizda argues on rabba. The Yom Rabba, rabba says no, that katan ain't a molad. A katan cannot have a son. If he's under bar mitzvah, his mitzvah, his zera, cannot make a lady pregnant. Ain't a molad. Shneim the pasuk is like this: in main liyish goyim, a case where you steal from somebody and then you swore and then you're moider that you stole it, so you want to return it, and the person dies. So as a pasha, if there's nobody to return the money to, if he has no yorshim, no relatives, then you give the money to the kohen. So it says in main liyish goyim, the person has no relatives, so you give the money to the kohanim. So the question is: is there any person that doesn't have a relative? When he dies, even if he doesn't have children, he has parents, uncles, brothers, sisters, he has people. So how can you tell me a Jew doesn't have any relatives? Go back to Yaakov Avinu. Elo, the pasuk is talking about, Rabbah learns, Begezel HaGer, in the case where you stole from a ger. So a ger, his relatives are goyim, there's no din Yerush, you don't give it back to them. HaKosim Medabim. So the pasuk is talking about, you stole from a ger, and then he dies, and you have nobody to return it to, so you give it to a kohen. Now, the Yom HaRachmon of the Torah says, even in such a